I can't say that I love the rock band U2, but they're a force to be reckoned with, as is their lead singer. Like the band's anthems, Bono's life is larger than life. Along with the music, he's been in the news for all of his humanitarian causes, especially fighting AIDS in Africa. Now, normally I'm a little cynical about such things, but I have to say, he's starting to grow on me. Asked about what drives him, what makes him tick, Bono answered, "It's a mind-blowing concept that the God who created the universe might be looking for company, a real relationship with people. But the thing that keeps me on my knees is the difference between grace and karma." Now, it's no small thing to take on karma. It'll come right back at you. John Lennon sang about instant karma. Radiohead warned of the karma police. But what is it? It's the idea that what comes around goes around. But there's a kind of justice that drives the inner workings of the universe. I don't know, you might have caught a video. It's gone viral recently. In it, a man is driving a pickup truck, and he's tailgating a woman, totally obnoxious. And then he passes her. And then while he passes her, he triumphantly displays his middle finger. And just after that, caught on video, his truck spins out and he crashes into a ditch. Ah, there's karma for you. And people love it. He got what was coming to him. And then on the other side, more piously, there's the popular pay it forward movement. I can't quite figure out how it's especially virtuous to purchase a Starbucks cappuccino for the guy in the car behind you, or how picking up someone's tab at Applebee's is all that wonderful. But somehow it's good karma and sets the motions of the universe in your favor. As the prophet Bono puts it, you see, at the center of all religions is the idea of karma. You know, what you put out comes back to you. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. In physical laws, every action is meant by an equal and opposite one. And so it happened that Jesus was walking along, and he came across a man born blind. And the disciples asked the karma question. Who sinned? This man or his parents? And this is the kind of question we're comfortable with. The kind of question that attempts to make sense of the world. A man has cancer. Well, yeah, he smoked for over 20 years. Kidney problems? Drank too much. Heart attack? Not enough diet and exercise. Car accident? Drove too fast. And texting is terrible. I would never do that, we're so pleased to say. A pastor who's lost his call? Must have been a bull in a china shop. Person's lost his hair? Well, there's got to be some reason. So, why was the man born blind? Was it his sin? Or was it the sin of his parents? I know what I'd say to the karma question, and I know I wouldn't give a karma answer. I'd say that one common sin infects us all. Sure, certain sins have specific consequences built into the way the world functions. That's right. But death is going to get each and every one of us, no matter how well we live, no matter how righteous we may think we may be. We've all sinned and creation suffers. The world is broken. And that's true. Give an answer like that, along with a quote or two from Pieper or Walther, and you'll get your A in dogmatics. But Jesus doesn't offer a simple dogmatic answer. Instead, he says, it was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. Now that's mind-blowing. It's as if sin, with all of its negativity, has actually set in motion a chain of events that ends not with disaster, but with mysterious blessing. Is that possible? And do we really want to gloat? To take pleasure in someone getting his comeuppance? If karma was going to be my judge, Bono said, then I'd be in deep. You can fill in the blank with a word maybe Martin Luther would have been comfortable with. Bono added, I'm holding out for grace. I'm holding out that Jesus took my sins to the cross because I know who I am, and I hope I don't have to depend on my own religiosity. It was never God's plan that man fall into sin. It was never God's intention that there would be illness and death, or that men would be born blind. And yet, in the mystery of his grace, in the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, our Lord took a fallen situation and not only restored it, but made it better than it ever was. By the mystery of the incarnation and the glory of the cross, we come to see God as we never could before, face to face, in full and sacrificial love, a paradise better than Eden. We have now experienced a love, but a love that has been tested, a love that has been challenged, a love that goes beyond a mutually beneficial relationship. And having been forgiven much, what can we do but fall to our knees? Yes, God loves the angels, but the angels are good, and it's easy to love those who love you in return. Even the pagans do this. But we have received a greater love, been shown a more beautiful grace. He has taken us creatures, and he has turned us into children. And no, the world still hasn't found what it's looking for. For the world, in its worldliness, is blind. The world looks at the font, and they don't think it's worth a bucket of spit. But we whose eyes have been opened see a crystal fountain, a river of life flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb who has been slain. Bono's right. It's a miracle that the God of the universe is seeking out company of folks like us. But that's what he's done. What happened to the man born blind? Well, we know he became an outcast. His own parents distanced themselves from him, and the community ostracized him. But our Lord went the extra mile and sought him out. Our Lord took friendship and mercy and turned it into full communion. So yeah, karma sounds cool, but on this one I'm with Bono. I'd rather have grace. We'll never be rock stars, even if we're wearing these microphones. But we can join together with him in another band and sing together the song of the Lamb, the song of love unknown. Amen.